In the depths of the Caribbean coral reefs, something amazing can happen among the male dominant social group of the blue-haired wrasse. If something happens to the male, the largest female undergoes a process appearing fully male within 21 days. Could this fish provide key insights to how sex works in humans and other animals? We're joined now by Distinguished Professor of Genetics at La Trobe University, Jenny Graves, to find out more about these amazing fish. Good morning, Jenny.
Good morning, Marlene.
So nice to have you this morning. Thank you for joining us.
You're very welcome. I love to talk about funny fish.
Oh, gotta love it. And I'm very curious about this. So can you tell us what actually happens? What's this physical process that these female blue-haired wrasse go through?
Well, it's quite amazing. The trigger seems to be visual. The largest fish in the harem sees that the male's gone, realizes that it's her turn to step up, and within minutes she changes her behavior. She starts acting like a male. Within hours, she starts to change colour.
Because
the blue-haired wrasse, it's only the male that has a blue head. The females are quite demure little golden things. So this visual stimulus is somehow transmitted to the physiology. And within 10 days, her ovaries have transformed into testes and she's making sperm.
Whoa, that seems pretty quick.
It's pretty quick, yeah, and it gave us a wonderful opportunity to look at what's happening, look at the genes that are being turned off and the genes that are being turned on during that 10 days.
Wow. So what is it about this social change that triggers this response?
Well, we think it's probably stress. It's probably the stress of the social situation has changed, the stress of the female thinking, am I the biggest? Am I the biggest? What do I do next?
Wow.
So stress and the stress hormone cortisol seems to be very important, and somehow that triggers a whole raft of changes in almost every gene. Probably thousands of genes change the way that they're active.
And I've got here that it says 500 species of fish can also regularly change gender as adults.
It's much more common for a fish to regularly change gender when they get big enough.
Wow.
Some fish start off as females, and when they get big enough, they all turn into males. And other fish, it's the opposite. They start off as males, and when they get big enough, they all become females. And that's actually reasonably common. It may seem crazy, but it actually works quite well.
Okay.
Because for the fish that start off being male, they're quite small, and when they get big enough to lay eggs, they become females. So you have a lot of big, fat females laying eggs, which is good.
Mm.
In those fish that start off being female, and when they get big enough, they become male, they have a system usually where the male spends a lot of his time guarding the female. So being bigger and fiercer is what he wants to do.
So there's lots of advantages for being able to change.
Oh, absolutely, yes. And, of course, ecologists have worked on this for years, thinking about, well, what's the point of all this? And the blue wrasse, there's several species that do what the wrasse does, and that is it's a social trigger, and the biggest female becomes a male. But it usually isn't that quick and that decisive. So that's why the people I work with in New Zealand have chosen the blue wrasse, but it's all very quick and very synchronous, so you can really figure out what's going on genetically.
Interesting. And how could this research be used to better understand human sex and gender?
Well, you know, they're the same genes. The fish and the human look kind of different, but we have essentially the same set of genes, and we certainly have pretty much the same set of genes that have everything to do with determining sex. So the more we find out about all sorts of other systems, the more we're going to find out about ourselves and the genes that get turned off and the genes that get turned on.
Okay. And this whole process, we're learning lots and lots more. What's the future of this research? Just before you go, what are you looking into in the future?
Well, I'm actually attached to a group in Canberra that's working on lizards. And these lizards are amazing because they have sex chromosomes. I'm a sex chromosome freak. They have sex chromosomes, but when it's hot, they're all female. And so we've been trying to understand what the trigger there is. Obviously heat. What does it turn on or off? Is stress involved? And we think that probably is the case. And how does the environment feed into the sex-determining pathway? So I haven't been directly involved in the fish work. That's the work of my New Zealand colleagues. But I've been fascinated all my life with this fish. So I was just very delighted to have a little hand in the work. So I think the New Zealand group are looking at other fish, particularly some of the fish around New Zealand that change their sex. In Canberra, we're looking at this lizard that has sex chromosomes, and we know quite a bit about the sex-determining gene and how it works, and we're trying to figure out how the environment messes that up.
Wow, that's so insightful. Thank you so much for joining us today.
You're very welcome.